In a sense, it worked in the social system because it was based upon social laws. But it would never work in a natural system, like a farm, or the real development of the mind, or say the real development of the body. Can you fake being strong and healthy? Can you fake being able to do, say, 50 push-ups? Can you fake that? Is there any quick fix to that? You see, when it comes to natural things like the body and farm, it's governed by natural laws. I'm calling those principles. Principles. Natural laws are principles. Now, you'll notice they're different than social values. Hopefully, the values would be synonymous with principles, but many times they're not, as in the case of the farm and the school analogy. Now, think about it for a moment with regard to relationships, a long-term relationship. You can't fake it. You want to build a deep, meaningful relationship with your spouse, with your children, with your associates, with other departments, with suppliers, with customers. There's no quick fix. There's no shortcut. There's no cosmetic approach that can really satisfy the need of a long-term, high-trust relationship. But now think about a short-term relationship. Yes, the law of the school can govern there. You can make impressions. You can put on the charm. You can go into smile training. You can learn manipulative techniques, what lever to pull, what button to push, and get just the desired reaction you want, short term. But long term, not so. What about the development of our characters? Is there a short-term approach toward that? In becoming a person of great courage, say, a person also of compassion? What about a person of high integrity, so that your opinion of yourself becomes the fundamental source of your self-esteem, not the social mirror? As one put it, when men found the mirror, they began to lose their souls. The point, of course, is they became more concerned with their images than with themselves. What I have attempted to show here is that the law of the farm governs with regard to our body, our mind, our relationships, eventually all management and organizational life. Why? Because in the last analysis, what is it but relationships? It's all relationships. And it's governed by the law of the farm, not by the law of the school. Now, I'm going to use that as a kind of metaphor because I realize that many schools really have the law of the farm operating, but you'll know what I'm saying. The law of the farm is the law of the harvest. The law of the school is a shortcut. It's a quick fix approach.